Welcome to What's Your Dream podcast. Today we are joined by Sandra Kenley, a renowned public speaker and corporate trainer. Sandra's expertise in personal and professional development has transformed many lives, and she's here to share her insights and experience with us. We'll talk about her journey, her approach to achieving dreams, and gather some practical tips. Don't forget to check out Sandra's LinkedIn profile in the show notes. Let's dive in into this inspiring conversation. All right. How are you today, Sandra?
I am doing well. Happy Friday. It's pretty chilly outside.
Yes, and lots of snow on the ground, but
very much.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you?
Very great. Very great. I'm leaving town this afternoon, so even better.
Sweet.
Yes.
Somewhere warmer?
No. Well, I mean, the only good thing about where we're going is there's a jacuzzi. So that'll be warmer, but it's like we're just going to Branson, so staying in a cabin for
Nice.
a few days and gonna do some
How
reading and
fun.
chilling out. So yeah.
Cool. Sounds
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
All
Sounds
right.
fun.
Well, welcome to What's Your Dream podcast. I'm super excited to have you here. You and I met at a class that I was giving and just had a conversation of like minds, which is always amazing. So are you ready for question number one?
Yes, let's dive in.
All right. What is your biggest dream or aspiration?
So one of my biggest dreams and aspirations is to become a world recognized speaker. I would say if I could just like blow the top off of any dream, that would be it. I have idols kind of similar to like John Maxwell's, you know, reach, or Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi. There's a lot of, you know, various motivational and inspirational speakers that have flown all over the world to share their inspiration and upliftment. So that would be a huge dream, is to travel the world and be a public speaker, helping people become better versions of themselves.
Awesome. So what sets you apart from all those ones that you just listed?
I think my own unique story, right? I mean, we all have like our own walks of life, our own experiences, and there are things that I could probably share about my life experience. I mean, even like growing up in a single parent household. So I was predominantly raised by my mom and my grandmother, and later in life developed a relationship with my dad, to going to college and then graduating, corporate life, and then balancing that with building out businesses, which I feel like is how a lot of entrepreneurs, unless you're like the founder of SpaceX, Elon Musk, or something like that, where you're kind of just couch surfing, but that's a pretty wild example. But yeah, I think just my story can connect to others, you know, in ways that some of those already massive successful motivational and uplifting speakers, you know, have.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah. So are you talking like huge crowds? Does that make you nervous, or are you excited for that?
Yeah, no, super energized by big crowds, to be honest. Like, as I've in my experience, one question that really helped me define my like business development was, are you a speaker that coaches or a coach that speaks? And I find that I get more energized with a larger crowd more so than like one or two, kind of like an intimate group. And there's a lot of value in that as well. But I find more like one-on-one kind of sucks more energy out of me, where having a larger audience really like pumps it up some more. So yeah, super energized by that.
Yeah, that's such a great question. And I'm sitting here thinking, am I a coach that speaks, or am I a speaker that coaches? I'm going to have
Right.
to answer that question for myself.
Yeah, I had never thought of it that way, because
yeah, I like that.
I'm going to the John Maxwell program for speaking and coaching. And the first thing that they have folks do is to pick your lane. So are you a speaker? Or are you a coach? And then that was kind of how they define it, because they're both beautiful crafts, but they both have their own strategies within each one. So.
Absolutely. I like that. You gave me something to
Yeah.
think about this weekend.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right. Question number two, what makes you feel grateful and full of joy today?
I would say my family and my loved ones. My significant and I, we've been together for almost like 2 years now. And just I think just the evolution of getting to know someone and being able to sew into them and sewing into and having them sew into you. Because we haven't had kids, but that's like a goal in the future. But being able to have like an intimate relationship and somebody, because I feel like by nature, and I feel like as a woman too, like we enjoy nurturing and stuff like that. But just being able to, yeah, kind of, I guess, give within a relationship. And also my family, I've got a pretty close knit family. So being able to have quality time with them is really important and gives me a lot of joy. So yeah, loved ones, family, and then outside of that, yeah, just making an impact in other people's lives, like through the avenues of speaking as well. I'm actually about to roll out a 5-week program where I called it Momentum Shift. And it's going to be based on 5 different laws out of John Maxwell's book, The 15 Laws of Growth. So we're going to be focusing on, you know, awareness, intentionality, growing through pain. So being able to bring some of those lessons and also personal stories, kind of, I guess that process or what comes out of those programs definitely gives me enjoyment and kind of provides that impact for folks that are joining the journey of it. So those are a couple of things that are immediate at this point.
Yeah, I think that's where true happiness comes from, is being able to help other people like that, just make their lives better. Because I know, I mean, you're probably a little similar to me. We've been on this personal development journey for a while. And it's like, if I can just shorten the time period that other people have to sit and read and do all the things, you know, because I've been on this journey for a little over 10 years of just reading every book I can find. And if I can hone that in and help people in a short period of time where they're making lasting change in their lives super fast compared to that long, then it's just yes, true happiness.
So rewarding in that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Adding value to your own life and others. Awesome. Yes. Okay. Next question. What are the most significant lessons you've learned throughout your life and how have they shaped you as a person?
So one of the first stories that had come to mind, because like I mentioned, I was predominantly raised by my mom and my grandmother. So I feel like, especially how much time I spent with my grandma, I have like an older soul. So something that my grandma had always said was, you know, anything that you set your mind to, you can do. And don't let anyone stand in your way or tell you that you can't. And I didn't really realize like the importance of that until I was a lot older. I mean, obviously, like as a kid, you're just kind of in your own world and having fun and playing with your toys or whatnot. But just like I very much live my life in that way of just, hey, when I have my mindset on something or a goal, like my tenacity to get it done. And, you know, along the way, I think I find I get in my way, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that as well, whether it's fear, whether, you know, fear of failure, fear of success, even not believing that you can do it, and kind of that self-esteem, self-confidence, or self-sabotage, you know, type of behavior. So that was like one thing that really that was like a significant I guess piece of advice from my grandma that has stayed with me. And I would say it's something else that was really powerful from kind of just growing up was just like resiliency. So my mom was in the military well before I was born, but she made it up to sergeant and stuff like that. So she was very like resilient, you know, through growing pains or challenges in the household, and just having kind of like that like resiliency mindset, and just kind of being able to, you know, I'm going to pull, you know, put my big girl pants on and like accomplish whatnot, you know, through like challenges or tribulations. So, yeah, I would just say, you know, having the 2 points of resiliency and then, you know, don't allowing anyone to kind of like get in your way when you set your mind on something are 2 really big things that, made an impact and that have stayed with me really through the years and as I've grown and evolved.
Yeah. And kind of going back to like what you learned from your grandma, one thing I always like to say, or something I've heard, everybody's heard the saying, like, I'll believe it when I see it. And it's really flipping that, right? I will see it when I actually believe it, that it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's one of my very favorite things, because it's absolutely true. If we're the, you know, I've had this conversation a little bit, but like, if we're the creator of our life, like, I believe in God, I believe he created us, but we are the ones taking the action steps. We're the ones saying the prayers. We're the ones with gratitude, all that kind of thing. And so that's where it stems. If you believe it, then that's when things are going to flourish in your life, especially your business or,
Absolutely.
You know, most of the time I'm talking to entrepreneurs. So yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yep.
And like creating that vision in your mind. I feel like that's kind of something that has helped me like as of late is visualizing it. And even to your point to praying on it, setting intentions or kind of putting it in the greater universe. You know, this is really what I want to attract in my life. And something that, what is her name? Her name's Abraham Hicks. And I think you've actually mentioned her in your training at GEW. You know, she talks about, you know, feeling good in this moment, because like, that's like the frequency and that's the energy that you're giving off that's going to be attracted back to you. So that's something that I really just try practicing, and really like being intentional with putting myself in good feelings. And I know for me, one of my biggest things is like getting up and working out or doing some form of like physical activity in the morning. Which also ties into, I was kind of actually flipping through my notes from your session, like the miracle morning and stuff like that. But it's kind of like the intentionality of really like positioning yourself to feel good, so that you can be, you know, the best version of yourself and also present, you know, the best version of yourself with clients or with your family and your personal life or whatnot, is like so important as a part of that journey.
Yeah, you'll notice other people, like when you're doing that self-work, you'll notice other people like showing up differently with you as well. You know, they want to talk about their dreams. They want to talk about this stuff. And that's why, I mean, with the imagination and the envisioning, I mean, that is, I think it's probably, if not the most important thing besides discipline and your habits to actually getting what you want in life. I mean, those two things combined are just exponential, make your life completely extraordinary and not just sitting in the ordinary. So yes, I love it.
Agree,
yes. And Esther Hicks and Abraham Hicks and all that, that is, I listen to that while I'm at the gym. Okay. It's kind of ridiculous, but I love it so much because it is, it's just empowering. It's knowing that we are in control more than a lot of people think they are, you know?
Yeah.
So love it. All right. What inspires you and motivates you to keep going even when faced with challenges?
Yeah. I think just kind of like the end goal of impact. Just as I was sitting with some of the questions before you had earlier in preparation for this, I think like one of my, I guess, like greatest regrets that I don't want is living a life of insignificance. So it's like knowing that I'm going to make an impact and being significant despite, you know, the rough waters that are going to happen, because like, I feel like you're either going into a storm or you're getting out of the storm in life. Like either whether that's you going through something or your significant or, you know, another family member that you're supporting. But it's continuing to have that end goal in mind, whether that's a picture on your phone or, you know, putting up, I'm like a huge proponent of like putting up affirmations and like goals like in front of me. So I see them every day. So it's that constant reminder as you're working through the muck, or you hear a no, or, you know, you lose a contract, like going through all of those, you know, small stumbling points, having the end goal in mind is really important for me. And I think another thing is music, to be honest, too. I know one of the, I actually, so when I was in college, I had studied abroad in London, and I remember being homesick. And what actually brought me back to kind of like my grounding or back to my center was music. So that like, I mean, music is so universal, but that was like a really big impact player when I was feeling a little alone through my study abroad experience. But music is really huge, and also just like podcasts, or you know, I really enjoy the 15-minute clips of Abraham and Esther Hicks.
The cartoons.
So, yep, those are people throughout the day. but yeah, I would say those are keeping the end in mind. You know, keeping music on helps the flow going. When things just maybe aren't seeming like they're coming, you know, in the time I wanted, or the results happening now. But that's those are like a couple of things that keep me going through challenges.
Yeah. So what kind of music?
I like upbeat music, like EDM. Mm-hmm. So electronic music. I've actually throughout my work day I listen to like they're usually like study beats or like lo-fi sounds or house music. And I also love getting down to R&B music. I love Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys. Very soulful music is mm-hmm. also pretty close to home for me too. So I just kind of like having some tunes on in the background.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. I mean, you know, with Tony Robbins, he talks about changing your physiology all the time. Music is definitely key. And every once in a while, I'll have my days where I'm like, I don't even want to listen to music. I'm in such a bad mood. I can't even do it. And then my favorite song will come on. And then the rest of the day is completely changed. So yes, 100%. Absolutely. Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What do you hope to leave behind in the world as your legacy? So I ask this question, but then there's kind of a caveat that might be a little easier or a little more in depth to answer, which is, what would you actually want people to say about you at your funeral?
Oof. Yeah, that's a big one. I feel like one of the, I guess, because I'm trying to narrow it down to like one or two words, but like the couple things that I would want people to remember me for or say is positivity and warmth. One quote that really stuck out for me, I forget what her name was, but basically she was alluding to the fact that true leadership is felt in your absence. So mm-hmm. when you leave the room, whatever like energy or inspiration or potentially even direction or tough criticism is still felt by your team, by your family, long, you know, after you're gone from the room or, you know, gone from this world. So just having that sense of warmth. And I don't know. I mean, I really, even my like 10-year-old niece like called me out on this once, but she's like, you really can find like positive things in any situation, can't you? And she almost like said it like a bad thing. And I feel like sometimes it, I don't want to say like not accepting reality. So I feel like, you know, you have to kind of get to a point of like accepting a situation or a loss or whatnot. But I really do, no matter like how dark times can be, still seeing the silver lining of the lesson or the loss or, you know, the trauma as you're working through healing, through therapy, through et cetera. But yeah, warmth and positivity are big things. And just like, and I love to laugh mm-hmm. and just make people feel comfortable. A mentor of mine, fairly early on, like when I was in my early 20s, she was just like, I feel like you can create enough common ground with anyone of like any background, just because I feel like I've done a plethora of things. But again, even going back to the old soul comment, I just feel like I can connect with people with like where they're at. And I just feel like that's a really important skill set to have really in any industry. But especially in the industry of, you know, speaking and coaching, training folks, being able to understand where their reality is or what meeting on common ground is really important. And I feel like people really feel heard. And I guess like that would be another element of just like, you know, I always felt heard with Sandra would be, you know, important to share for me, I guess, like at my funeral. And I feel like I'd want people to wear white because I just feel like, you know, it more of a
celebration.
Sad. Yeah, more of a celebration versus, of course, it's going to be sad as, you know, and any loss. But yeah, that's something I've always thought about too, is like wearing white or wearing colors. Like, don't wear black to my funeral.
Yeah. Wear bright red or something.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. All right. So, what is one action you take every day to get closer to your dreams?
I mean, honestly, how I start my day is like really imperative. So, like I mentioned earlier, like getting up and working out. If I'm not going to the gym, usually I'm at least getting a stretch out on my yoga mat in the morning. Because if I can start my day on a win, then typically more times than not, I'm able to be more effective and efficient with my time throughout the day. So just like having a really solid morning routine so that, that includes working out, stretching, reading of some form, and then some like journaling, scheduling, stuff like that, throwing affirmations in there every so often, but really starting my day. And I'll be honest, it took me time to get there. Like I've definitely stumbled through that process of waking up early. And I don't always hit it. I'm still not perfect, and I don't ever claim to be perfect. A book that really was very pivotal in that process, though, was The 5 AM Club. Highly recommend it. I really enjoyed the way it was written because I thought it was kind of going to be like a, business textbook-ish type of vibe to it, but I really loved how it was laid out like a story. And just like how the lessons were planted very intentionally throughout the story. And yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, I almost like was afraid of waking up early. And I was trying to like understand where that came from. Like, why would you be afraid of waking up early? And I just think for the longest time, I just don't think I was like capable. So again, like kind of going back through that like self-defeating like belief system or just like that fear. And I mean, this morning I woke up naturally at 5 o'clock, and also that does not happen every morning, but I was able to do a meditation this morning. I kind of took a little bit of time for myself before I left for the gym, but yeah, just being able to start your day on a win is like incredibly helpful for the energy throughout the rest of the day.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And I've said it before, but I mean, the miracle morning was the pivotal moment in my life, kind of like your 5 AM club book. And that I before that could not create a habit at all. I couldn't do anything for more than 4 or 5 days at the very, very most. And so it's just interesting that book and that app and all and having an accountability partner that every single day we sent the screenshot that we completed it and waking up every morning, not hitting snooze. That's tough, especially in the winter time. I don't know about you, but I just want to stay in bed. Even just that, 9 minutes that my snooze goes off. And it's like just that discipline will literally set yourself up for a more successful life. And it's so hard. And that's what most people aren't willing to do. And I think if more people realized what it felt like on the other side of that, actually being able to create those habits, they would do it in a heartbeat if you could actually feel those feelings. So it's kind of like we were talking about with, the Abraham Hicks. It's like just feel joy right now. Feel the best you can possibly feel right now. And those are the things that are going to make that happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like a key word in there is discipline, right? I believe his name is Stephen Bartlett. He's the podcast interviewer on the Diary of a CEO podcast, and he's written a very successful businessman, and has written several books. In his most recent book, he talks about being able to provide all these wonderful tools on time management, on habit building and stuff like that. But the really the connector and the glue for it is discipline at the end of the day. And I also would say, like, the belief in self, because it's like, and I feel like that is an ever growing and evolving process. As we talk about winter, something that I had done, a gift that I had gifted myself for this past season was actually an in-home sauna that you can like take apart. It's like a mobile one, and it came with an ice bath. For the longest time, I kid you not, Tricia, I was like not about ice baths. Like my significant, he was a wrestler growing up, like athlete, like down for ice baths. But I wasn't. I actually felt very claustrophobic, in cold temperatures. But I actually started getting to a point where I was looking forward to going into the ice bath. It's getting a little too cold now, to do it, but it was interesting to see that shift from like kind of like the fear, I'm gonna do it a little, maybe like kind of feel lukewarm about it, to getting to a point where like, hey, I'm actually looking forward to doing something. And then that developed self-belief in that, but then also in other things too. It's beautiful when you say you're going to do something for yourself, you do it, and how that builds your self-confidence and self-esteem, not only for that task, but also other things in your life. It really creates like a ripple effect.
Oh, absolutely. I think if you can get disciplined in one hard thing like that, I mean, I don't know about you. I've started off very small with the whole ice bath. What I've been doing every once in a while, not disciplined in it yet because I am fearful I'm going to die of being cold or something. But every time not every time, when I get out of the shower, sometimes I flip it to cold as it can get and stand there I'm at 30 seconds. Okay. That was like my beginning. And then I'm like, okay, now tomorrow I'm going to do 31. And then the next day, 32, and kind of build up to that because it's just it to me, I hate being cold. And so for me, that is a huge, it's a fear of just being super uncomfortable, right? But if you can get over those super uncomfortable things, you can do anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep. So it's one of
Yeah.
my goals too. And I need a sauna and an ice bath. So I might have to get a link from you for
Yeah,
that.
totally. I'll
Yeah.
let you
All
know.
right. So is there anything else that you just really want to share with the listeners today?
I feel like one other point that you had mentioned that was really powerful was finding accountability. So whether that's through a person or through a community, I feel like us as a human race, we do better together, right? So finding a community that you really identify with, that you share values with, and depending if you do want to step out of your comfort zone, maybe joining an organization that you have know nothing about, and there's going to be uncomfortable feelings working through that, but you never know where the synergies could potentially flourish from that. So I think just something just to leave everyone with is, find your tribe, find a person that you can depend on to be accountable to for your growth. Because at the end of the day, I feel like no one's really self-made. We were all, birthed into a family, a community, that helps support us through our journey. So I would just highly encourage folks to, reach out to support groups or communities that can help you, in your journey. And yeah, anything that, I can do to help, Invest in You LLC is my organization that I founded last year. And one of the things that it were our differentiators with Invest in You is the follow through after. So not only kind of the here and now training, motivation, et cetera, but where are you in 3 weeks or a week or 3 months. So yeah, that's what I feel like I want to leave folks with, and continue to invest in you because that will be better for the collective around you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. And I cannot wait to see you on stage someday with 50,000 people in the audience.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yep. And I'm going to have to figure out if I'm a speaker or a coach.
Hey, I'll follow up with you on
Yeah.
that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.